بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani from the Islamic House of Qom is the special guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Today's question asks, what's the relation between sending salawat or reciting salawat and we can say erasing the negative effects of our sins?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us that whenever you, for example, mention the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have to recite a salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, as it is said, in Allahu wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. So it means that the angels, as according to this ayah and the verse of the Holy Quran, angels, when they hear the name of the Prophet, they say salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And then that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the mu'mineen that you have to also say salawat. Now the question is that why is this salawat a kind of cause for the purification or purifying the souls of the people and the mu'mineen?
Mm-hmm.
The point is that...
Before getting to the purification of the souls, so the mere recitation of salawat has its own positive effects, isn't it?
Exactly, yes.
I mean, you are sending salawat or you are sending peace and salutations to Prophet Muhammad and also the Ahl al-Bayt, isn't it?
Yes, of course.
I mean, the complete format of the salawat must be, completed with the sending salawat on the Ahl al-Bayt to Shaykh, isn't it?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So the shortened salawat is not welcome.
No, as the in the prayers for all Muslims in tashahud, we have to say Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Both Sunni and Shia Muslims, they recite this salawat in the prayer and salat.
Okay.
So the wajib salawat is this kind of salawat. Now, you know, as in the Holy Quran, it is said that inna Allah, first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recites salawat.
Yes.
And then wa malaikatahu, and the angels. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Then ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recites salawat and angels recite salawat, you mu'minin should also say salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the absolute pure. Angels are also pure.
Yes.
And then you mu'minun, if you want to be among the pure, you have to recite salawat.
Yes.
So salawat means that, first of all, you yourself are purified because you are mu'min. You are man of iman and man of faith.
Yes.
And then when you recite salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, it has its own, let's say, positive effect on your soul. Because it helps you to get closeness and nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the angels, to the most pure kind of creatures.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why the spiritual effect of salawat is this, that it perfects you. It purifies your soul by this salawat and by this recitation of salawat. This is the first point.
Okay.
The second point is that when you recite salawat, you remember or you remind yourself of the Prophet and Ahlul Baytihi.
Yes.
So when you remind yourself of the Prophet and household, it means that you direct your attention towards these people and they attract your attention.
Mm-hmm.
When your attention is paid to these kind of people like Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Ahlul Bayt and the household of these Prophet, it automatically causes you to be more and more, let's say, pious, careful, cautious about your sins, about your deeds, about your actions. Because when you focus, when you, let's say, pay attention to the Prophet and to the Ahlul Bayt, when your attention is towards the Ahlul Bayt, you, of course, try not to commit sin. Because you know that the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam will not be satisfied with the sinful people. That is why the more you recite salawat, the more you remind yourself of them. The more you remember them. The more you pay attention to them. The more you pay attention to something, the more you get close to that thing.
Yes.
Yeah, the more you try to become like that.
Okay.
If I want to give an example for the nowadays youth, for example, why they always try to, for example, remind themselves of some, for example, very popular and well-known athletes. Like, for example, Ronaldo.
Yes.
When they see Ronaldo, they try to imitate what Ronaldo, for example, I don't know, perform in football, yeah? So they
That's right.
They try to follow. Okay. They try to imitate. They try to copy the skills of that, for example, athlete.
Okay.
How, the more they watch, the more they look, the more they used to focus on the skills of this athlete and footballers, then they more become like a kind of perfect or skillful person in the same, for example, performance of those skills.
Okay.
This is the cause that the people try to, let's say, pay attention to these kind of athletes.
So an action would be a kind of reminder of the skills of the person. That's right, okay.
So that is why if you look to the Ahlul Bayt, to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the more you look, the more you focus, the more you, let's say, concentrate on their, let's say, characteristics, personality, let's say, character, deeds, actions, sayings, ahadith, these sort of things, the more you get closer to them, the way that, in this way that you try to more copy and follow what they say, what they act, you know? That is why salawat helps you to get more and more closer to these people.
All right.
To be good followers of them, you know, to be the perfect imitators of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is what we can say that it causes absolutely a kind of purification to the people.
That's right.
And by this kind of attention to the Ahlul Bayt, the people would be better, we can say, cautious and careful about their deeds.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Are there any specific occasions in which salawat must be recited? Or, I mean, the more you recite salawat on such occasions, the more reward you will take on the other day?
You know, first of all, every day at least we should recite 5 times salawat.
Okay.
It is wajib.
Mm-hmm.
It is obligatory. Because in every prayer and tashahud, we have to say salawat.
Yes.
Okay? So it is more than 5 times because in every prayer we have 2 tashahud then.
Yes.
Then this kind of salawat, every day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it wajib, obligatory on the people to recite salawat. This is the first point. So every day we should recite salawat, and there's no need to any special occasion, because the salat or prayer itself is an occasion that every day repeatedly happens. Yeah.
All right.
But then whenever you remember, when you actually hear the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so you have to say salawat. But even without these kind of occasions, even, for example, whenever you, for example, not praying, not hearing the name of the Prophet, again, if you repeatedly say salawat, it will help you a lot. It will purify you. It will make you a kind of better mu'min, a better Muslim, because by the repetition of salawat, it has lots of rewards, lots of good impacts on your soul, on your life, on your, let's say, deeds.
That's right. And are there any different types of salawat, Shaykh? I mean, for instance, is it only the specific salawat that you mentioned? We say, for example, in the prayer, our daily salat, or no, there are other types of salawat too, which has their own significance.
You know, the one that we should say is that in salat and the prayer, it is wajib. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. So this is the version that we should say.
Okay.
And it is the, we can say, the complete and the perfect version of salawat. But of course, some people, unfortunately, some of the Muslimin or Muslims, they cut this last part and wa Ali Muhammad, they omit it. And of course, that kind of salawat will not work because it is not the salawat that we are ordered to say in salat and prayer. But some people may add some kind of phrases to this salawat. Then again, that would be good and it would have some rewards. But of course, they should be in accordance with riwayat, with ahadith.
For example, wa'ajjil farajahum.
Yeah, wa'ajjil farajahum. Yeah, yeah. And some people mention the name of some of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salatu wassalam. Yeah. For example, say Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha wa ba'aliha wa baniha. Yeah,
yes.
This is kind of, they are all kind of salawat, recitation of salawat.
Okay.
But it seems that the best version is that is in salat, in the prayer. It would be the best kind of salawat that we should recite.
One important phrase in salawat is Ala Muhammad.
Yeah.
And this has been interpreted differently by both Shia and Sunni references. What does the term Al exactly refer to, Shaykh?
You know, when it comes to the Ahlul Bayt or Ali Rasul, there are different interpretations, as you rightly mentioned. But what is on which there is consensus between Shia and Sunni, what is consensus is here, consensus.
Ijma
is this, that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Lady Zahra Salamullahi Alayha, Amirul Mu'mineen, Hassan and Hussein. These five people. On these five members of this Ahlul Kisa, there is consensus among Muslimin.
Okay.
Then there is no doubt that these five people are absolutely the members of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salatu wassalam. But maybe some of the Sunni scholars, they are of the view that some other people might be also included. And Tashayyu also, we know that the children of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, alayhi salatu wassalam, the nine children of him, the nine infallible imam from the descendant of the Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, they are also included among the, let's say, Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salatu wasalam, because there are hadiths from the Prophet, from Amir al-Mu'minin, that says that, Ya Ali, you are the member, and also the 11 children of you would be also the member of these Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salatu wasalam.
Okay, that's right, that's it, okay. There are some gatherings or sessions in which the people start reciting salawat for specific numbers. And they started saying, for example, I don't know, 1,000 salawat or something like that. Through a rosary or beads or something like that, they started sending salawat to Prophet Muhammad and his Ahlul Bayt. Are such actions recommended in Islam? And do they work theologically?
You know, as you know, salawat itself is very much recommended.
Yes.
The more you can say salawat, the more you would receive, for example, rewards. There is no doubt about it. Then, for example, the people might promise themselves or saying that, for example, today I want to say 1,000 salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, or, for example, 2,000, 3,000, it depends. There is no problem with this because if you say more salawat, you receive more rewards. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful and kind. You will be blessed with the blessings, with the rewards of the salawat. And it will work for you, yes?
Yes.
There is no any problem with that.
Okay. That's all right. Thank you very much, Shaykh, for a nice elaboration. Again, for more information on salawat and the concept, the people can refer to the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Ahzab, Ayah 56. The ayah is known as Ayah Salawat. And there are so many interpretations and exegesis written on this salawat and sending salawat to Prophet Muhammad and his Ahlul Bayt. Thank you much, Shaykh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the significance of salawat and we can say reciting salawat. It was very kind of you.
You're welcome.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. لعلي وحسين وحسن
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن
لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين